It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, March 23rd. I'm Patricia Naft. A measure that seeks to crack down on drivers rolling coal goes before the House Transportation Committee today. KVNF's Laura Pomisano reports.
With a few adjustments, owners can modify their diesel truck exhaust to spew out a thick black cloud of smoke. It's called rolling coal.
People riding bikes or pedestrians get blasted by this.
That's Democratic Representative Max Taylor of Lakewood. He's co-sponsoring a bill that would make it easier for law enforcement to do something about it.
Well, it was inspired primarily by the Fort Collins Police Department. They see people doing this. They don't have anything that they can clearly charge them with. Without going into real depth of an investigation. So they were looking for a tool they could use.
Taylor says the bill would allow officers to ticket people who intentionally roll coal on drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists. They'd face a $35 fine and have to appear in court and could be assessed 2 points against their driver's license. The County Sheriffs of Colorado, an organization that represents the state sheriffs, supports the measure. Tyler thinks it has a good chance of clearing the Democratic-controlled House, and he hopes to find a Republican sponsor to carry the measure in the GOP-controlled Senate. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
A bill to allow hunting in pink is now headed to the governor's desk. He's expected to sign it, which would make Colorado the second state in the country to allow hunters to wear the color. Benta Berkland has more from the state capitol.
State law requires hunters to wear blaze orange, but supporters of adding pink say it's just as safe and could attract more people to the sport, especially women. Republican Representative Eulyn Willett of Grand Junction says he initially thought the bill was the silliest thing he'd ever heard.
But when I looked hard at the bill, I could find nothing wrong with it and a lot of positives. It helps industry. It helps small business. There are now guns with pink handles, so pink is actually in fashion for our hunting and shooting sports.
Women still make up a relatively small percentage of hunters nationwide, but according to the U.S. Census Bureau, that number is increasing. Opponents called it a do-nothing bill, and some women find it insulting and sexist. Wisconsin is the only state in the country that currently allows hunters to wear pink. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
A Delta school district policy allows for the display of pamphlets about programs not related to school, things like Boy Scouts or 4-H, but the district is under fire because the policy also allows for Christian Bibles and satanic coloring books. KBNF's Jake Ryan explains.
Delta County School District 50J allows any materials to be made available to their students as long as it doesn't cross certain lines, like pornography. Gideon's International recently set out free Bibles for students to take home. Ann Landman is the founder and board member of the Western Colorado Atheists and Freethinkers. She heard about a student who was harassed when they didn't take a Bible, religious school plays, and more. Unable to get religious material pulled from the district's policy, she enrolled the help of the Freedom from Religion Foundation to fight fire with fire.
FFRF, our group, and the Satanic Temple all submitted literature to the school board. They have approved all of the literature for distribution, and that is scheduled to happen on April 1st. That's about where it stands right now.
The end goal, she says, isn't to make converts, but to end distribution of all religious materials in the school. The Satanic Children's Big Book of Activities, for example, emphasizes patience and friendship, but the fact that it's from the Satanic Temple forces the issue.
The school cannot discriminate against various points of view. If it's going to distribute Christian literature, it has to also permit the distribution of literature from every other point of view, whether it's Satanism, atheism, Buddhism. They have to take all comers.
Assistant Superintendent Kurt Clay says there's a lot of discussion in the district about this. They've been consulting their legal counsel about possible changes to the policy. He doesn't want to ban all material because it would prevent rural students from finding out about after-school programs and sports teams. They're still unsure, though, if they can legally make a rule against just religious material.
And that's the hard part, is we're trying to find a workaround. We just don't know what it is right now at this point. And so we're trying to figure that out.
A similar situation happened in Orange County, Florida, a few years ago. That school district banned just religious materials. For Delta, the new pamphlets will be available April 1st, barring any changes to district policy. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
Recently, the Western Slope Conservation Center received a large grant to expand trails at the Paonia River Park. KVNF's Laura Pomisano spoke to Alex Johnson, the center's executive director, to find out more.
We are thrilled to have been awarded a Colorado Parks and Wildlife State Trails grant for $137,000. This grant is the product of over a decade of work on the river park, which includes river restoration, a master plan for the park in its entirety, as well as a master plan for the trails. This grant will specifically focus on completing the entire trail system as designed.
As you mentioned, the Conservation Center has been working on the river park for over a decade. What did it look like before the Conservation Center started restoration work?
It was originally an in-stream gravel mine owned by a gravel company. That company donated it to the Western Slope Conservation Center. The mine is currently operated by Oldcastle, who still owns property next to the river. However, the river itself has been restored over the last 10 years through a huge amount of volunteer work and various funding sources to actually restore a river channel, which improves the fish habitat and riparian habitat. It was all designed to withstand flooding, to improve the wetland areas. There's yellow-billed cuckoo habitat in the area that we actually have to work around in our construction of our trails. So it's really an incredible resource now, ecologically. Recreationally, it's also incredibly valuable because it's one of the few public access points on the entire North Fork of the Gunnison River Corridor.
Looking ahead with this new grant, you're going to expand trails. Talk about the trail system that's in place now and what is to come in the future.
What most people think of the river park is just that entrance and the first few hundred feet. That gets you to the swimming hole, right where Minnesota Creek comes in. There's a beach. But what this grant provides us is the ability to expand that trail system beyond the 300 feet to, in fact, the total system will include almost a mile of trails. It's all on the same side of the river. It's the south side of the river. There'll be two loops. There'll be a smaller loop that will be a few hundred feet, and then there'll be a longer loop that extends out to an area of the river park that many people don't even know is a part of the park. You know, it's a really beautiful section of the river, and we feel really grateful to be able to provide this resource to our community.
That was Alex Johnson with Western Slope Conservation Center speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.